Namaste. My name is Louis Zimmerer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today, I speak here from Pokhara, Nepal, and I want to speak about why we all need a healthy lifestyle. Think it over. As a happy and successful person, our health is crucial for us. Otherwise, we cannot be productive, effective, and have much fun time, because then we have to care for our body, for our diseases, and so on. And today shows the health statistic of the developed countries that 25% to 30% of the population have cancer, diabetes, or severe heart problems or heart diseases. It means that nearly everybody is ill. And it is so true, no? And why is it so? So, and then we think we give our responsibility for our body to the doctor. And this is one of the worst mistakes what we can make in our whole life. When I read today the health statistic again, and I give you examples from the American Doctor Association. This is the highest doctor instance in the world. For instance, heart problems. They made a research on 48,000 people who should take Western medicaments for the heart or for blood, high blood pressure or cholesterol lowering medicaments. And the results are awful. Within 18 years, there was 3 times more deaths on not related heart diseases and 4 times more heart attack. With other words, all the heart medicaments didn't work out and made everything worse. Think it over, 3 times more the deaths and four times more heart attack, because it is not working. And now cancer. After research from 30 years, they found out that all the cancer treatments with Western medicaments had made cancer much worse, and the people died much more. Why? Because all Western medicaments for cancer is weakening our immune system, and every day 13,000 cancer cells are attacking our body. So this means we need medicaments to strengthen our body, our immune system. And what they have done with chemotherapy and all this radiation, they have weakened our body, and without them, there's much more the chance that no death will happen. The normal cancer is, normal cancer cases is 20-30% are coming and gone by itself without any treatment. So, and now we come to diabetes. Diabetes, the reason for diabetes is industrial processed food 120 years ago, only 0.028% of the population of America had diabetes. So this means responsibility for the doctors doesn't work. Now I want to go to food record because the food is getting worse and worse and worse. The industrial processed food, this means all the nice packages what you see in the supermarket and also in the restaurants, you get the same stuff, has no enzymes and no usable vitamins, is destroying our healthy bacteria in our bodies. And if we have not enough healthy bacteria in our bodies, our immune system is getting worse. And for sure, also the digestion. And through the process of the industrial processed food, there's so many poison inside of it. And they want to make it as cheap as possible to make the maximum on profit. Actually, this thing is not working for you as consumer. And now comes the thing with meat. All meat makes the body totally acid. And acid, if the body is acid, this is good for heart attack and cancer. And even worse, there's poison inside of this meat. This means in poultry is arsenic, then there's antibiotica and heavy metals and other and conservative things and artificial sugar and to and drugs to conserve it and estrogen, and we eat it. And for sure, our body is getting worse. This means the industrial processed food is also acid and makes our body also with this weak. So, what is the best food? The best food is simple, fresh pressed juice, because 99% of the nutrients are inside and go directly in our blood. The next thing is green smoothies. Then 40-50% of the nutrients are going direct in our blood. Great. And then comes fruits, vegetable, both uncooked. And we need something for our bowls to build up healthy bacteria. For this is fermented, uncooked, unboiled vegetable good. Or we can take probiotics, this is also working to build up healthy bacteria, and we should eat fermented vegetable, or we should take probiotics every day because of all the other food what is destroying our healthy bacteria. If we would only omit white sugar, then this would be great because white sugar is destroying our vitamins, our healthy bacteria in our bodies. It's good for heart attack and very, very good for cancer. Cancer cells need 16 times more sugar. So you, if you want to promote cancer, eat white sugar. Otherwise, let it go. And for instance, the next thing what we should omit are oily and fatty things. Because again, heart attack and cancer is good for it. And diabetes. Ah, I forgot, white sugar is also promoting diabetes. And if we can do omit meat, fish, poultry, and for sure we should make exercise every day in the morning. So if we would like to live a more healthy lifestyle, then the best time is to start in the morning. And if we do only the things in the morning, our whole body, our whole day will get much better. This means if we start in the morning going up, then we drink warm water with grinded ginger and lemon or citron juice, and if it's too acid for us, then put some honey inside. And this 1/2 liter with the ginger and lemon juice, drink. And then make body self-massage, make body exercise, and then as a breakfast, drink fresh pressed juice without sugar, or and eat or drink green smoothies, fresh mixed, fresh blended. And if you need more then, for your hunger, then just add bananas and honey to it, and then this will appease your hunger. Everything is fine, and then you start working. Go to your work and work. And in the morning, nothing else, eat. And then afterwards, try to eat as much raw things as possible. This means raw vegetable, raw foods, if it's possible. If not, okay. You have done so much in your morning. So it's so awesome when you should do only these things in the morning. Oh, and you eat one time during the day fermented, unboiled vegetable, or take probiotics for your body. And then this all. Is it easy or is it not easy? It's just only for the morning. You do your healthy stuff, and if you have time, you meditate even more, even better, and enjoy your day. And live just for the morning healthy. It will be make such a huge difference for your body, you know? And try for sure omit all this industrial processed food and meat if it's possible. So the other thing is, when you even don't believe me, 20, 30 years ago, the Indian and Nepalese had been very strong and healthy because they didn't consume any industrial processed food. They were eating their beans or lentils, then vegetable, rice and fruits, this was it. And their body had been thin. And they didn't eat any meat. And today they are fat and full of diseases because of meat and processed industrial food. But this is not a proof. Just 30 years, look at all the pictures, mainly every Indian was sick. And today, diabetes, 25-30% heart attacks and cancer. Great results. And just do the things what I say in the morning would be nice for your body, and then you start fresh and strong. Okay. Thank you that you have seen this video, and see us next time.